Each community's response to homelessness during the pandemic has been unique. And in a year when extraordinary sums of money are flowing from emergency federal CARES Act funding, this has led to some creative solutions. In Huntington Beach, that's in Orange County, California, coronavirus relief funds are going toward a massive insulated tent that's been erected to house the unsheltered. And the community of Missoula, Montana, is building on private land a temporary safe outdoor space, or TSOS, for about 40 people, complete with a warming tent on platforms, medical services, waste removal, and food from a local food bank. In Springfield, cold weather shelters are only open on nights that reach freezing, and they're limited in capacity now due to the pandemic. So far, the Community Partnership of the Ozarks, which facilitates homeless services in Springfield, has used CARES Act funding, as well as donations from foundations and the community, to put high-risk homeless residents in hotels through its Merciful Nights campaign, according to Adam Bodendeck, director of homeless services there.
Because of underlying health conditions, we created a vulnerability assessment specific to COVID very early on.
You can find a breakdown of that funding on our website, ksmu.org. When the pandemic suddenly hit, CPO also worked to divert families who were on the verge of homelessness. CPO announced last week that it has just been awarded another $500,000 in CARES Act funding. In a breakdown of those new dollars, Bodendeck said in an email that the new funds will also go toward the temporary hotel sheltering for vulnerable people. Some money will go towards street outreach and some towards staffing for oversight and additional case management, he said. But as of now, it won't go towards sheltering the more than 200 people without a place to stay who aren't high risk for COVID complications. I ask Bodendeck why CPO hasn't used CARES Act money to pay for staffing or a facility for an emergency cold weather shelter.
It's hard to hire for because it is seasonal, for one, but you never know if it's going to be open.
A new task force looking at homelessness through the NAACP is asking the city of Springfield to rethink how it approaches shelters. In a letter to city officials late last month, that task force suggested the city consider using the former CVS pharmacy building on Sunshine and Glenstone as a shelter space.
I see some cities that have invested in new properties and have built or renovated existing buildings to be used not just for short-term shelter, but for long-term shelter as well.
Christy Love, pastor of the Connecting Grounds Church in Springfield, is on that task force.
We are trying to start a dialogue with the city, deals with large shelter spaces. Can we find something large and think outside the box?
Earlier in the pandemic, I joined a handful of other journalists in a Zoom session with Dr. Tom Insel, who served 12 years as director of the National Institute of Mental Health, a component of the NIH. He said, from a national perspective, this pandemic is the time for communities to do for the homeless population what they may not have done before, prioritize shelter.
To not only take on the obligation to find them a safe place to live, but to make sure that they accept the obligation to take that place to live, because they will otherwise serve not only as a reservoir for virus, but as a vector for virus.
That's because homeless are in and out of public places, often without masks or PPE, and many have underlying health conditions.
Is this the opportunity to be able to actually find a way to be more compassionate and to take care of some of their needs as a public health issue?
Bodendeck says he's as eager as anyone to find a compassionate solution to the lack of shelter in Springfield. But there are big challenges to creating new emergency shelters from scratch.
So if someone were to say, hey, we can make you a heck of a deal on an empty building. Okay, great. That's a building. That's a starting point. What does the infill look like? What is it going to mean to get that building to where it can host, you know, however many people overnight that we needed to host? Who's gonna staff that? Are we gonna need new volunteers for that? what agency is going to take lead or what group is going to take lead on making sure that this is staffed?
And those are critical questions that Springfield doesn't have the answers to, not yet at least. Catholic Charities of Southern Missouri is using Greene County CARES Act money to secure a motel to use as a homeless shelter. Mara Taylor is executive director of Catholic Charities of Southern Missouri. She said the charity is housing families already in that converted space.
Some are coming directly from homelessness that are being referred directly to us, and we are getting them housed as quickly as possible into the hotel.
Springfield City Manager Jason Gage said COVID has changed the homeless situation dramatically, particularly when it comes to sheltering. National experts like Tom Insel agree that this historic pandemic has changed the pieces of the homeless puzzle. Insel says that's why it may be the perfect time for a new approach to old problems. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.